other guys will catch.
Okay. Page Reish Mem Ches, the second column. Again, Gam, you say that tshuva, also the foundation of tshuva, Hureishis.
Can we worry about this next year?
Yeah, we're done. We've gone to something a little cheerier, maybe.
Yeah,
for
the fact, huh?
Don't we say this right after Meyer? Right after you say
Slachlanu.
Slachlanu.
So what do you think? Slachlanu started the whole shiur just on Slachlanu. Why you do it again? Right there. What could you have done wrong?
Because Levi says that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is tshuva meyira. Is doing tshuva out of fear. It's out of fear of the Yamadin. Sukkah is tshuva meyahava.
Much greater level.
Yep, so. Okay, we still have a way. Although we've really completed it, but we still have
a stick. Yeah.
Huh?
With a lemon and a stick.
Right. Ultimately, the gates are still open until Shana Rava.
Huh?
Ultimately, the gates are still open until Shana Rava.
Absolutely.
What was that? I think you guys better check that thing.
Somebody spiked the coffee.
Don't do that, you'll kill off.
Those dealers outside your house.
It's safe.
Okay, can you say that tshuva ureishis lahazar ashlit al atzmi? So the first thing, the first foundation of tshuva is to regain control over oneself. Yes, make sure your shoes are on your feet.
Yes.
With a hashlit al boir al kolei v'eiver. King the Rebbeinu Shleilam on each and every limb. K'mamon al Zohar HaKadosh HaNizker, as he mentioned above in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh Boilam, Lucha Lekut Shibrichu HaKol Eivav Eivav Delei. A person needs to king Hashem over each and every one of his limbs. Yisam HaRishayim, the Rishayim writes, HaBal Tshuva Chayiv Tvila Ki Gershim Izgaya, that a Bal Tshuva needs to toivel himself just like a ger, that it goes through a conversion process. The ger needs to toivel in order to become a Jew. So also the Baal Tshuva needs to toivel himself. Why? Because the definition of gerus is accepting upon oneself the yoke of the kingdom of heaven. The Judaism of a Jew is dependent upon how much he controls himself. How much he's able to control himself. So, to what extent is there a Rebbeinu Shleilam in control of yourself? As the Beis Avraham said, Shanifta b'malchama, also like this, Akiv Lachboish Kitov. Beis Avraham says somebody who gets wounded in battle can't stop to bandage himself. If he's in the battlefield, he can get killed. First thing he needs to do is run away to a place where he's safe to bandage himself. It's only when he reaches a secure place, he's bound to himself, then he can focus on his wounds. So also the beginning of tshuva is shikavlo l'mayata l'mach shemayim kishor l'oil l'chamo l'masa. So also the beginning of tshuva is to accept upon oneself all malach shemayim. If you're going to stop and focus on your wounds, stop and focus on the different averas, your Torah is going to catch you while you're doing that. First, you have to make sure that you have all malach shemayim. Get it, run away to a safe place, which is accepting upon oneself the kingdom of heaven. Once that is intact, then a person has the time to focus on their specific aveiros.
So that'd be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Yeah.
Rosh Hashanah would be the first Malchus Shemayim, and then...
Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are both Malchus Shemayim, that's what it is.
But then Yom Kippur we're focusing on aveiros.
Yeah, also not... you can't focus too much on it. Or else you end up in the aveiros. But, right, a person has to accept upon themselves Malchus Shemayim like an ox carrying a yoke and a donkey carrying a burden. While derech shekoidim Rosh Hashanah, oh, here we go. Talks about that. Right, just like before Rosh Hashanah Shinyana is Chadshus HaMelucha, right? The Rosh Hashanah, the concept is renewing the kingdom of Hashem Yisbarach upon ourselves, the Me'achuv of Yom Kippurim to the days of Chuv and Yom Kippur, Shinyanim Tikkun HaChatoim, which is, as the Prophet said, to focus on the individual Chatoim, individual sins, to do Chuvah for them. Yep. Now, according to what we've said in the beginning of this mimer, that even someone who has not yet merited the two pillars of truth, which is love and fear of Hashem, through them, through these two pillars, a person has stability in Avodas Hashem. The person needs the right balance of Ahava and Yira. Atzosei, but someone who has not yet achieved that, Atzosei Sheikra Avda Shulaitiya B'midas HaMalchus. Right? The Eitzah is that such a person's main Avdus should be with the attribute of Malchus, which is, Hashem is my king. I must obey whether I feel like it or not. Kabbalah Zalim Malchus Shemayim V'Yigiyah Tzimah, which is accepting the yoke of the kingdom of heaven, which with tremendous toil, Kishar L'Hoy L'Chachamar L'Masa, as you just mentioned, an ox that has a yoke, he has no choice. He has to go the way its owner wants it to go. And they can work anywhere near Amunah. It's not only is Avoida dependent on that, but it's also is the concept of Emunah, of having faith in Hashem. She is Soid Mutzak L'Chol HaTorah. Obviously, Emunah is the foundation for the entire Torah. And even in dark times, when a person does not feel the love and fear of Hashem, through a pure Emunah, a person can merit stability in Avodas Hashem. But without Emunah, meaning if a person his Judaism is dependent upon his feeling the existence of Hashem, then his entire Judaism is wobbly, because when he doesn't feel it in dark times, then there goes all of his Judaism. But if a person has a strong Emunah, he has faith in Hashem even in the darkest of times, so whether he feels it or not, his Emunah will keep him intact.
Take roots. Take a tree with deep roots, right? So.
Yep. Yes, the Farash Zayis Mamah Chazal, we can explain this in the words of Chazal. Doresh Reb Samloi. The Gemara says, Mishach Samachis, Reb Samloi Darshant, Tariag Mitzvah Nemun of the Moshe. 613 mitzvahs were said to Moshe. Shesol lo yisase. 365 negative mitzvahs and 248 positive mitzvahs. Ba'od David, Ba'amidon al Yud Aleph. David HaMelech came along and and concentrated all 613 into 11. It's serious. It says in the pasuk, "Mizmor David, Yagav Alecha, Mishkan Hakadosh Shaycha, Adatamim." David HaMelech condenses it all. It all fits into 11. Chazer Yeshaya veMidan Al Shtayim. Yeshaya came and concentrated all of them, the last 11, into two. Shneva Kaim Al Hashem. This is what Hashem says: Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah. Observe justice and do righteousness. Everything fits into those two. Chol. Chavakuk came and Midan Al Achas. And he fit it all into one. Shneemar v'tzadik b'emunaso yichya. Righteous person lives with emuna. It's all. Everything depends on emuna. And v'ayim mor nasav kedushim aslanu b'schisik anadaynu v'beir Avram. The aslanu b'rebbe explained in Sefer Beir Avram. Ha'inyan shanaviyim kavu kolos v'kiyam atoyre. Why was it necessary for the Nevi'im to establish a one general mitzvah or two general mitzvah or 11 for the performance of the Torah, for the observance of the Torah? Since the Torah is so long and so vast. To the performance of the 613 mitzvahs and their offenses and their guidelines. Chol prat shetzorach shiyasa etzlo yigdorem hanachutzen laveidos levim yuchadei lov. And each individual needs to make for themselves fences, guidelines that are necessary for their specific avoda in each area. Ashab zah yitzahar mezgabar etzlo. And each and every person has their yitzahara. So there it is. The place where the person feels the necessity to make their guidelines, right? That's obviously where the person has the strongest yitzhahara. The zoyis kosher the kaim kol atayde b'pratei v'tikun now. So therefore, it's very difficult to observe the entire Torah with all of its nuances and all the different guidelines. I don't know what he's talking about. Because each and every mitzvah, there's a special yetzahara that tries to undermine our performance of the mitzvah. Okay, and therefore, kova neviim and yonim shem kol la Torah. Therefore, the neviim established concepts that encompass the Torah, the Himtikun Amidus. And in all these cases, they are a refinement of character. Kamidus Shaykhun Balev, because character traits dwell in the heart. Alderach, as it says, Alderach Leva Ilan, similar to the heart of the tree, Ashabashalemus Alev, that with the perfection of the heart, Mispasha the Cholan of him, that automatically affects all of the branches. So in the beginning, David HaMelech established that it depends on 11 middas. Once these 11 middas are strong, then everything else will come along. But afterwards, when the generations and knowledge minimized, Yeshaya came along and established that it all depends on the strength of two middos, Shu Mishpat and Tzedakah, which is Mishpat and Tzedakah, justice and righteousness. Hashem Koylem Kol Nogas Adam, they encompass all of man's behavior.
Why did he go from 11 to 2? Why did he change that?
He said it was because the 11 became too much. Right, 11. Again, we're trying to strengthen the mamash, the roots, so that everything else should be more or less easier. So David HaMelech said to focus on 11 things. Yeshaya thought 11 things is too much for people to handle in his generation, so he said focus on two things. Mishpat Meram is the Gevura. Mishpat is represents Givura, power, strength, Ayin Amidus HaYira, which is the attribute of Yira, Utsdaka Amidus HaChesed, Utsdaka is the attribute of Chesed, Ayin Ahava, which is love. Adesh Yisak and Beza Amidus HaYilu, if a person would only refine these two characters, these two character traits, Al Yadam Yuchalakayim Kol HaTorah, so and through them, the person should be able to observe the entire Torah. Right, so that's Ahava and Yira. Right, but the problem is with this that there is also something that withholds a person through this. Because if chas v'shalom a person does have a pagam, does compromise any of these two middos, so then the person's middos become coarse. Any yochel or yirva having, he's not able to awaken his love and fear, so his whole Torah is in jeopardy. Once Yeshaya put everything, depended everything on Ahavin Yira, so if a person Ahavin Yira in any way compromised, then his entire Torah is in jeopardy. So therefore, the Zebel Chavaku, that's what Chavaku came along with Hamidon Alachas, and he established that everything depends on one, that means that a person's focus, instead of being on Ahavin Yira, a person's focus should be on Amunah. Tzadik Mamunasi Yichim. So a person needs to believe that Hashem Yisbarach gives good reward to those who observe his mitzvahs, who manish the every mitzvahs of Hashem, punishes those who transgress his mitzvahs. Through a clear amunah, yasig es beiz midos mishpat utzdaka. That is how a person will eventually achieve these two midos of mishpat utzdaka, which is yira and ahava, and yira v'ahava. Shemigra avdus, which is the main, which is the preferable, the main avoid. With the Vod of Elu, and these words, and Yisoy Nemon, the Dvarim Anal, are a strong foundation for what we've said before. The two middas of having Yira give a person stability for the entire Torah. Because the root of observance of Torah mitzvahs, Tali v'shodesh ha-middos, are dependent on the root of the middah of the character traits. Love and fear are the root of all character traits.
He's going back to the unstable.
What?
He's going back to
if a person has the right balance of having yira, that's stability.
Right.
Right. But they're stable when you have them.
Right.
Right. When you don't have them, then you're very unstable. You have to fall back.
If it became unstable when there's only two, and you say if you miss one of those, then it all collapses. It's even worse when you've only got one.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
No. Ahav and Yira are like two legs. Amunah is a base. The Ahav and Yira can't coexist without each other. They don't work well without each other.
So in that case, where we say that Sheker, all the letters stand on one, we should say that should be even stronger because it doesn't stand on two legs, but stands on a base. So Sheker is stronger.
No, Sheker has a long,
it's a peg.
We're talking about a floor. Just going from two to one, well, that makes it stronger because it's a base. Well, same thing over there. Never mind. Go ahead.
We're talking about a horizontal base, not a vertical base.
The question is, how big is the...
Right.
Yeah, he hasn't had enough coffee yet.
So I did. So Chavak came along and stood it all on Amunah. So I did Amunah. Through Amunah, Yagi, the base of the Seilo, a person can achieve these two middas of Ahavin Yira. Yesh lo hoitz avoid. We could add more. Chavak knows an eitz, gam the itam achashechem yoyse. Chavak gave us advice for the darkest of times. For the times where Hashem totally hides His face. Whether that's we're talking about the individual, a individual Hester Panim, a Hester Klali, or a general Hester Panim. Shechodol kol chazayin. It seems as if there's no light at the end of the tunnel. You know the magish oz ahavos avidosis rok shemayin. A person doesn't feel Hashem's love or fear. Also, Eitzav, Adar, Zag, Mamed, So the Eidza, in order to be able to stand our ground, the Lias Layitzi was for a person to have stability at that time, Shlayipal and Eifach Hasr Shalom, so that we shouldn't fall. What do we do until we regain the Ahava in the Yira? Yishis Chazik, Emuna Yisera, is for a person to strengthen themselves with strong Emuna. Tzadik Ben Munasa Yichya. Chamamar Tadikim, Kenasayinu Achim, Lefnei Bishgoyal Tzadik Yiyya Ben Munah. The Tadikim said that the last Nisayin before Mashiach comes will be a Nisayin in Amunah. Mizeshi is Chazik Amunah Tahira. The person that will strengthen themselves with pure Amunah, Yazik Mahmud, will be able to hold ground B'chol V'nyonim in all areas, B'chol Ha'itim, in all times, B'chol Matzav, in all situations. B'guf and Nefesh, whether the situations apply to his body or his soul. The merit of Amunah, we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, and the merit of Amunah, we will eventually be redeemed. This includes a general redemption and individual redemption. In this case, the Atzilus Ba'avodas Hashem, and the merit, stability in Avodas Hashem.
Right? Like he's supposed to place a brush.